The phrase that prohibited personnel practices is what you're talking about. Define that phrase, and you don't have to go through the list of all 12 of these PPPs, but give us an idea of what some of the most important ones are.
Well, basically what happened was the PPPs come directly from a statute. Congress said, here's 12 things that we want to make sure agency managers are not doing to their people. And some of them are, you know, pretty obvious. You're not supposed to discriminate against people. You're not supposed to coerce them into political activities. You're supposed to make sure that they're, you know, treated properly. It's just, a lot of it's common sense. You can't advocate for the appointment of one of your relatives. You're not allowed to retaliate against an employee for whistleblowing. And what we found basically is that while it happens on the whole more rarely than it used to, it does still happen. It is very serious. And in particular, if employees observe a manager doing it to somebody else, it affects how that employee, the one who's not personally affected, looks at that manager. So when people perceive PPPs, there are real-world consequences for it.
That's what I thought was probably the most interesting part of this report, is that just the observation that the tone that is set in the workplace impacts employees just as much as the actual activity itself.
Our data showed that if you saw a manager subject somebody else to a PPP twice, you are less likely to be engaged in your work than if you personally experienced it, but experienced it only once. Because you see, well, my manager's willing to do it to so-and-so, what's going to protect me from having that happen to me one day? And that's why it's so important for agencies, number one, to not commit PPPs, but also to consider how their actions are viewed by others. Because our survey is of perceptions. We can't say for sure that those perceptions are or are not accurate. There could be PPPs out there that don't get perceived, and there could be perceptions of PPPs when really management just failed to do a good job of explaining, here's the reason why we are doing what we're doing, which left the employees to go, well, I don't know why they're doing it. They might have a bad motive.
The other element of this that I thought was important to call attention to is the idea that this is not just a situation where if you do something you shouldn't, you do something that's on this list, you don't just get in trouble. Reprimanded, suspended, demoted, fired, fined, or debarred from federal employment. Not only getting fired from the agency you work at, but not able to be hired by another federal agency demonstrates how serious that the government takes these kinds of things.
Yes, and in the history of the board, we have debarred people before and simply said, you're no longer eligible for employment. One of the interesting ones in particular is the ones related to the Hatch Act, which is the political coercion. The default position in the law is that you will be removed if the board finds that you politically coerced somebody. You have to have all three board members unanimously decide that removal is not necessary. Otherwise, the person will be removed if the board finds by preponderant evidence that this political coercion actually happened, which again is why even though the PPPs may not happen quite as frequently as people used to perceive them, it's still a very serious thing in the eyes not only of employees who have to deal with an agency where those perceptions happen, but the board and the Office of Special Counsel take it very seriously as well.
I mentioned that the perception of these is at an 18-year low, and the report that you put out is looking at these surveys conducted between 1992 and 2010. What in this data surprised you or was unexpected or maybe made you pleased that things were changing in a positive direction, anything like that?
Well, I want to clarify one little thing, which is with the 18-year low, on the whole, they're at an 18-year low.
Yes.
They tend to fluctuate a bit, and not all of them are currently at the very lowest point in 18 years, but the trend has been fewer each time. And what surprised us a little bit is, in part, how far they've gone down, how much it fluctuates, that we can't consistently say, oh, well, we know the trend is headed in just one direction, because it's basically a taste of what the world looks like at the time we conduct our survey. So, you know, if, for example, the workplace is different. In the 90s, there was a big spike in 1996, and we suspect that might have had something to do with all the downsizing going on at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So what really struck us was, in part, just how much the numbers move around, but that the trend is down, and also this is the first time that we asked people, okay, if you haven't experienced one, did you see one? And we were pretty surprised by just how many people saw one without experiencing it themselves. And again, just how much they were struck by what they saw. That was, for us, the thing that we weren't expecting to see quite so much.